And it's time now for our Dwell Sports Bite, brought to you by Dwell Properties, your gated estate specialist.
It's a Tuesday morning and welcome to the Dwell Sports Bite, proudly brought to you by Dwell Properties, your gated estate specialist. And let's kick it off with some women's cricket, and our women Proteas continue to perform and impress the country. They clinch a T20 series victory over Ireland with a game to spare after a 65-run victory at Borland Park in Paarl on Sunday. And what a performance. These women carry on going from strength to strength. Sticking with cricket action, and of course the Ashes is underway. Game 2 was hosted on the weekend, and Australia remained too strong for England in this Ashes series, winning by 8 wickets, going 2-0 up in the Ashes. And I'll tell you what, we as South Africans, we don't like to see Australia win, but boy, we like to watch England lose. Moving to some golf action, and of course the Nedbank Golf Challenge was hosted in South Africa. It is a European Tour event hosted at Sun City, which is great. And Rietland ran out victor by one shot ahead of Bradbury and South Africa's Jordan Schaefer on 16 under. What a tournament it was. It was certainly putting South Africa back on the golfing map. And well done to all participants on another great Nedbank Golf Challenge. On the football side of things, Premier League action continued on the weekend. Crystal Palace continued their rich vein of form with a 2-1 victory over Fulham. Liverpool threw away a 2-0 lead to draw 3-3 with Leeds United. And the big shock for the weekend saw Aston Villa score a 96-minute winner to beat Arsenal 2-1. Man City continued their form 3-0, and it's all getting very tight at the top of the Premiership. On to the rugby, and of course the Investec Champions Cup is underway. There's a couple of games coming up in Durban. Be sure to get your tickets, especially if you live here in beautiful KwaZulu-Natal. Not such great results on the weekend. Stade Toulon beating the Sharks 56-19. Not a great result for the Sharks on the weekend. And the Bulls also coming undone against Bordeaux 46-33. So all to play for the South African teams, and not looking good. But on the good side of rugby, the Blitzbokke this weekend in Cape Town, it looked like such a vibe. They won the sevens in Cape Town 21-19, beating Argentina in the final. And boy, Cape Town looked like it was rocking. Well done to our sevens team, flying the flag high for South African rugby this weekend. And then lastly, of course, it was the Abu Dhabi season finale Grand Prix for Formula One. And boy, did that come down to the wire. But as it turned out, Max Verstappen winning the Abu Dhabi Grand Prix, but not enough to give him the title, as Lando Norris came in third, winning the title and the Drivers' Championships by a mere 2 points. And McLaren doing the Constructors' and Drivers' Championships double. Unlucky for Oscar Piastri, the Australian, finishing second and finishing third overall. But boy, what a race that was. And all the participants are going for a well-deserved season off. That's it for the Dwell Property Sports Bite, brought to you by Dwell Properties, your gated estate specialist. And we will see you next Tuesday.